Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever adventures await us over the coming weekend. So we've got a lot to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Before we get on into it, because it's just more of the same, Iran. I was watching this little story here on Fox News where apparently there was this baseball game for seven-year-olds. It's a kid's game. Whether it was Little League or the school, or I didn't catch that part of it. But apparently the umpire, who was 13, made a call that some of the parents didn't agree with. And apparently the parents got onto a major brawl on the ball field. And, I mean, it is only a game, and it's supposed to be fun. You're not supposed to be, you know, heading to the hospital after it's all over. But I think it shows how close the American people are to allowing their frustrations and their rages to surface. Now, probably the people who are out there fighting on this baseball diamond were doing that because they don't dare stand up against what they see as the real cause of the problems in their lives, which is, of course, large corporations and the government and the military. So they take it out on somebody else around them. And it's human nature to do that. Probably accounts for a lot of the road rage that we see, or domestic violence that we see, or bar fights. And, of course, we don't know how many of those parents were on prescription antidepressants. So, but it's not a very pretty picture of the United States. It really isn't. All right, getting on over to Iran. Mike Pompeo and a top U.S. official have set a condition that will trigger military action against Iran. And basically it says that the death of a single U.S. service member would trigger a military response. And I presume that means not just in Iran, but in Syria as well. So that's the line in the sand that they've drawn. You know, the death of one single service member, there'll be a military response. And I hate being right all the time, but just before airtime, a story came on out where the United Nations is confirming that the United States is planning an attack on one of Iran's nuclear facilities. So they're going to bust up this nuclear facility and just spread radioactivity all over the area, leading to cancer and leukemia and birth defects. And they think that this is all just hunky-dory. I mean, we've got enough radioactivity in the air between the big bomb tests in the South Pacific, between Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima. We don't need more radioactivity poured into the atmosphere, because eventually it gets back to us. It doesn't just stay there in Iran. It's going to blow across the entire Middle East. It'll eventually get here. We were watching how that was happening with Fukushima, how it was in the air and in the water. So the shadow of war is cast over the Persian Gulf, and having already wrecked Iraq over the past decade, the U.S. now appears ready to do the same to Iran. And the escalation of events recently is alarming, but a military invasion of Iran will not end the same way as it did in Iraq. Now, Iraq itself as a country was never really subdued. The U.S. plunked down that green zone in that embassy and said, we are victorious. But they were never in control of the rest of the country. And the U.S. and British-led war of aggression did succeed in killing more than a million people. It ignited a sectarian civil war, which has torn the country apart for years, as well as giving rise to ISIS, the so-called Islamic State. Now, the government of Iran is not going to fall in the same easy manner that Saddam's did in 2003. It's much tougher terrain. It's a much better prepared military. They're a much better supplied military. And it's going to be tough. And it's for that reason that we're hearing more and more that there is not likely to be a ground invasion, force on force into Iran. That the U.S. strategy is going to be just to continue to bomb important things in Iran until Iran's government agrees to step down. Now, whether that will mean the other nuclear facilities, whether it will mean hospitals, whether it will mean Tehran itself, the airport, even the governmental buildings and the residences of the leaders of Iran, we don't know. But that seems to be what the U.S. is offering, because I guess they understand, and this is probably what Pompeo brought back from CENTCOM, it's very unlikely we could be victorious in a ground war against Iran. It would turn into another quagmire, stall to a halt, like Syria. So we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, National Security Advisor John Bolton has said the United States is willing to talk to Iranian leaders to ease tensions, but is also set for retaliatory actions against Iranian military provocations, of which there has been precisely none. Just all these false flags. So basically, Bolton was being interviewed by the Washington Free Beacon, saying that intelligence reports over the past month warned of covert attacks in the Middle East and South Asia by Iranian proxies, including the Quds Force, Iranian intelligence operatives, and other Tehran surrogates. So they're not even saying Tehran's doing this. They're saying people that work for Iran, and we don't know who they are, but we're sure they're out there and they're working for Iran, and therefore Iran is responsible for everything that they do. Now, Trump is getting ready to bypass Congress to take on Iran. And apparently the theory is that they're going to use the 2003 authorization for the use of military force to allow the president to simply send in the military forces. There is one problem. This morning I hunted down that authorization document and read it. It specifically says Iraq, even though it has been used to justify attacks on other countries. By the letter of the law, that authorization for the use of force specifies Iraq. It doesn't say anything about Iran. All righty. But that's going to be their argument here. And from this, I would say that probably the reason they're talking about using that authorization is they're getting a sense that Congress may not really be hot to go into another war, especially as we come into another election season. The wars have become bad politics. And anybody who's seen as supporting the wars, or to be more blunt, not opposing them, is going to face some problems at the ballot box, I think, here. But if you really think about it, the U.S. government has gotten itself into a very bizarre situation because Iran has announced they're going to violate the terms of the P5+1 by enlarging their stockpile of enriched uranium. And the United States is coming on back and saying, no, you won't do that. So if you think about it, the U.S. is now demanding that Iran abide by a deal that the U.S. itself already reneged on by pulling out of the agreement and slapping sanctions. So it's basically a way of saying, you guys have to play by the rules we made up, but we don't have to. It's basically what they're saying. Now, here is an interesting little story. This came out of Defense News. Air Force General Paul Selva, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters at a round table that countries that benefit most from the movement of oil through the Gulf need to take a more active role in its security, and that they shouldn't depend on the United States to secure the Arabian Gulf shipping alone. Well, at first read, it sounds reasonable. Why are we spending all of our money so that all these other countries can get their oil? But there is another possibility, because we've been hearing this more and more from within the military establishment. Hey, we're here for your good. You got to pay for more of it. It may be a signal that, yes, indeed, the U.S. military is running out of resources, and they're looking to have these other countries step on up with a few more hulls, a few more wings, a lot more soldiers, fuel, weapons, who knows. All righty. But that's what's coming on out there, that the Middle East should not expect the U.S. to secure Arabian shipping traffic all by itself. Over in Syria, yesterday, the joint forces of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and Turkish-backed militant groups launched an assault on several positions of the Syrian Arab Army in northern Hama. It didn't really work out all that well. The so-called moderate opposition reportedly used at least two suicide vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. One exploded near Syrian Arab Army positions in Jalama. The other one was eliminated in the nearby area. Clashes were reported near Sheikh Hadid, Quirita, and Jab Suleiman. So apparently, by early today, the militant attack had been fully repelled by the Syrian Arab Army. Despite this, pro-militant media outlets claim all their devices worked as intended, and Assad regime forces had suffered tons of casualties. Of course, everybody lies in war. Now, here is an interesting story. This is from antiwar.com. As you know, the United States has been negotiating with the Taliban to basically end that 18-year-old war. And Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen is saying the deal is already effectively made, and basically they're saying the U.S. has pledged to accept a full military withdrawal from Afghanistan, and furthermore to never again interfere in Afghan affairs. Translation, we lost. Just like Britain did, just like the Soviet Union did. Now, the American negotiators are saying, no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We haven't signed anything just yet. There's still a few more details to work out about how Afghanistan is going to admit that the United States was victorious. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it's from the beginning of the movie The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, when you've got this European and Middle Eastern army. And they're at war with each other, and the British negotiator's talking to the Sultan and saying, it's time for us to negotiate when you will surrender. And the Sultan says, why would we surrender? We're winning. And the British negotiator says, that's just a minor detail, really. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call from Jim in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. To be real quick, regarding the acting Secretary of Defense stepping down. First of all, it does not take 6 months to get a police report. So that's a bunch of BS. Second of all, he was not going to be confirmed because he's the one that used his position, because he used to work for Boeing, to persuade the FAA and the Secretary of Transportation to keep the 737s flying. And the reason they stopped flying on April 7th because the airline pilots were going to have a slow down or walk off the jobs because they did not want to fly that airplane.
Yes.
So, again, it would have been an embarrassment against the Trump administration to try and confirm someone, and he's going to be voted down by a lot of Republicans because he put money in front of the people's safety when he called the FAA.
Yeah, after a while of watching all this stuff, you get the impression they're all crooked. It's all swamp. And maybe Trump just went in and said, okay, well, there aren't any really good people in here, so I'll just get the best of the slime. And Shanahan hasn't stepped down as acting Secretary of Defense. He is simply withdrawing his nomination to become the permanent one.
What's the difference?
Well, he's still got the job.
Oh,
until
okay.
They actually do find somebody.
Right. Well, don't you think it's kind of strange that they did not know about his domestic problems beforehand? Because he's been on the job since January 1st.
They probably knew and figured it wasn't going to be an issue until one of his political enemies makes it an issue. I mean, there's a lot of dirt floating around Washington, D.C. on a lot of people. And the general gentleman's understanding is, I won't talk about yours if you don't talk about mine, until they get into opposition in a particular campaign or particular issue. And then the stuff is brought out as a weapon.
Right. Well, do you think he would have been confirmed?
I really don't know. But I think the issue is it would have damaged his chances for confirmation more than anything else.
Right. Okay. Well, Michael, you take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I do, Mike. Mike, the reason I'm calling is yesterday, after I talked to you about John Kerry and all that, and, trying to get the Iran deal that they made, an individual, I believe his name was Joe from New Jersey, called back and called Kerry a traitor and this and that. I guess he was referring probably to me as a traitor, too, for supporting him. I don't support Kerry. I don't particularly like the guy. But in this case, I think he did a good job, Secretary of State, unlike the fat clown that's the Secretary of State now, the psycho clown there, Pompeo. But the thing is this. You want to know what a traitor is? A traitor is somebody who colludes with a foreign country. And I'm not talking about Russia in this case. I'm talking about Netanyahu in Israel, who basically runs our, Middle East foreign policy to a degree, the Saudis do too, but especially the Israelis. You want to know, talk about treason, then Trump is the one who's involved in treason. Trump, Pompeo, the psychopath Bolton, Kushner, obviously Kushner, the whole bunch of them, they're involved in, if you want to talk about treason, they're involved with treason. Now, I'm hoping, I'm praying that if Trump attacks Iran now, if he really goes through with this, that the Congress finally finds the backbone and then brings articles of impeachment on that. Not for the silly Russian conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. This would be getting going out of the way, this would be going against the Constitution, and this would demand, to me, impeachment. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts. You can't say you're relying on 9/11. That's some kind of nonsense to say because some kind of resolution was made after 9/11. Why, what is it? The dancing Iranians? Were they the ones across the river there? Giving high fives and jumping around? Who had obviously been there before the planes actually hit the thing? Were those the dancing Iranians?
According to witnesses, yes, those Israelis showed up there with their camera before the first plane impact.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were dancing Iranians, Mike, or dancing Persians. Okay?
No.
I'm glad you corrected.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm being facetious, right? But the thing is, that's the whole thing.
Okay, Mark.
Give him a call back. I'm gladly. Hello?
Mark, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And it is obvious in this day and age that countries really don't respect the sovereignty of other countries, and that whenever possible, they will infiltrate to try and influence that government in their favor. And by the way, there's nothing new with that. It goes back to the Middle Ages. But it is very infuriating to see it fully on display, the extent to which Israel is manipulating our government to start wars, which the American people will have to pay for, and American young people will be killed and crippled in.
Absolutely, Bob, Mike, and it was done in Iraq, especially that clown Netanyahu. He has way too much. People look at him as if he's some kind of an American patriot, let alone an Israeli patriot. He was behind, advised also on Iraq, and he's been just about begging for war in Iran. It's my opinion, and I look at it like this. I have some experience in law enforcement and corrections, and I know a little bit about laws of evidence.
is something called MOHAP, now the motive, opportunity, and ability. And all of those, Israel had every inch of it. They had motive, they had opportunity, and they certainly have the ability to carry out something out like that. Right?
Yes.
That's my opinion. Did it? Possibly our own people did it too. It's possible, but I do believe it's
Israel. I think they were working together. I think they were working together. And the reason I think that is that when Bush was down there in that school in Sarasota, Florida, reading about pet goats, and the word came on in that a second plane had hit the second tower, at that point, everybody should have known it was a terror attack. But the Secret Service just let him sit there reading about pet goats until it was time for him to go on camera, which tells us they knew what was happening that day. They knew that Bush was not a target, which means they knew what the targets were going to be.
Well, I'm talking about just the, I'm not even talking about that. I do believe that was the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel involved in it together. But as far as I'm talking about the attack on those so-called on those tankers, I believe that was Israel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Again, motive, opportunity, and ability to carry that out.
Yep.
And they want war so badly. They don't want to go to war with Iran by themselves because they know they get their butts kicked. All right? But they want the good old USA to do it for them. They probably wouldn't even join in. Okay, the Saudis, the same thing. They want the good old USA to go and, you know, I don't know how many troops would be killed, how many of our troops, how many Iranians would be murdered in the thing. And, again, like I said yesterday, it probably would entail a draft, almost surely entail a draft. We won't get away with just bombing because we hit their nuclear plant of theirs. They will respond by closing down the Strait of Hormuz, and it'll necessitate an invasion of Iran, and that will be a bloody mess. And it probably would entail a draft, it almost surely entail a draft, and that would have all kinds of problems in the United States. You're talking about riots.
Yeah.
It would make the 60s look tame. Okay, burning a draft card, going, you know, refusing to go in. Once in, you would have a lot of you would have mutinies as you had during the Vietnam, except I think it would be worse this time. People are wise to this, Mike. Young people are wise to this today. They don't get their news from the fake news networks. They get it from the internet. Even with the internet trying to confuse everybody, you can still find a news when you want, including in YouTube. I ignore what they say, what they recommend. Who cares what they recommend? I know what I'm looking for when I go on there, okay? I look for people like you. I look for people like Ryan Dawson. I look for people like No More News, you know, with the Adam, Green. I look for people like the Last American Vagabond with, Ryan Christian. I look for Fault Lines, you know, off of Sputnik TV, Fault Lines with Stranahan and Nixon. Okay, this is the kind of stuff, and I look, like I said, I look for you. I don't look for what they recommend. I don't look for the crap news network. I don't look for the fake news network or the fake neocon news network as Fox. And I don't look like the nothing but crap news network. Okay? I know what I'm looking for, and I think most people do, even when they try to mess things around. I still go to InfoWars. You know, I know how to find InfoWars, obviously, InfoWars.com. Even though sometimes Jones pisses me off, I know there's still basically they're not mainstream news. They're definitely independent in most sections. So I know where to go, and I think most people do, especially younger people. And I'm not a younger person. Me and you are about the same age. Okay, we're the same age group.
You have my deepest sympathies.
Yeah. But the people who would be called up to fight, either drafted or to volunteer, they're the ones that almost the majority get their news from the right sources, from different places around the net. Jimmy Dore is another guy, you know, both left and right, and in the middle. That's who's got the real news today. You don't find it in the mainstream news. That's the corporate media, is another good word for them. RT, I forgot about RT. I never thought years ago that I would get more real news from Russian media than from our own.
Yeah, same with me. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, Mirko. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Wow. Mark in North Carolina, he is, in my opinion, spot on, and he covered a lot of ground, a whole mouthful. And,
yes, he did.
You started the show the same. You didn't use the our foreign policy. But what we're doing with all these wars and killing these women and children, that's why all these people are crossing our borders to come into our country and all the European countries and all that. Now, number two terrorist state is Israel. And I dislike the nation of Israel, but I do not dislike Jews, individual Jews.
Yes.
The number one terrorist state in the world is United States, our government. But that doesn't mean I hate all Americans. I most certainly don't. But they're, as Mark said, you know, so many of them get their information off the idiot box, and they join up and then the military to go over and kill all those women and children. And a lot of them just don't give a damn or don't care. But it's even from their grandfathers. And I'm 82. Well, I'll be in July. I'll be in 82. You know, so yeah, join the military. Okay, I've yapped on enough. You're doing a hell of a job. Keep it up. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, have you heard about the bill that Tulsi Gabbard introduced about no presidential wars, where if he bypasses the Congress and goes to war, then that's an impeachable offense? Have you heard about that?
I hadn't heard that she'd done that, but I'm certainly in agreement with it. Under the Constitution, only Congress has the authority to take this nation to war. And unfortunately, back in 2003, they shirked their responsibility of oversight with this authorization for the use of military force for Bush to go into Iraq. But again, it explicitly says Iraq and has no bearing on other countries like, well, for example, Iran. But apparently Congress doesn't want to be involved in that decision-making process because they don't want it to come back and haunt them during election season. So, you know, I know the war in Iran is wrong, but you know, I had nothing to say about it. This was the president's gesture.
Well, that was exactly the point I was going to make. You know, she, I think, introduced the bill already, and they're probably going to sit on it because they don't want to stick their neck out and vote on that right now. They want him to do his thing, and you know, they'll be innocent whichever way it goes. So
yeah,
and anyway. My grandson is in the California National Guard, and he just got back from the Middle East, and he got activated. So this morning they called him again and said, we need some more. He's a combat medic. We're building up for another offensive, and they wanted to know if he wanted to volunteer again. And his 7 years is almost over, and he was going to get out, but they might freeze him. But they did call them because they're calling people to see if they want to be activated, you know, before they clamp down on the whole unit. Anyway, Mike, yesterday, Layla said that Putin was intimidated by the Jewish lobby or the Jewish cabal around the world. You remember
well,
what she said that?
That's her theory.
Yeah, I'm saying if he's intimidated, then Trump is definitely, and I think Trump's a conflict of interest anyway because of his relationship with them in the beginning before he even ran for president. You know, so, you know, he definitely is. You know, whatever Bibi wants, Bibi gets.
Absolutely.
And, that's, and if Bibi wants a
especially
strike on
since
Iran,
9/11.
If they do a big airstrike, like I have a friend of mine that's Iranian, and I texted him this morning saying, you know, your family's over there, and they probably are a little bit on edge because of what's going on. And he texted me back, say, the whole country has been preparing for this for the last 10 years. And so they know it's coming, and we gave them plenty of time to prepare. So they probably have a bunch of S-400 missiles in there, too, don't they, Mike?
I would imagine by now that they do, and in any event, Russia has already indicated if the U.S. intrudes into Iran, Russia will step on in and supply Iran with however many weapons they need.
Well, if they haven't done it now, they better get it done, you know, because there's going to be an airstrike, and after that's over, it's a little bit late, you know. But anyway, that's all I had today. I appreciate talking to you. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open here. Over in Yemen, specifically Hodeidah, a U.S. MQ-9 drone got shot down. and it's provoked anger among the people of Yemen, who say it is clear evidence of direct U.S. involvement in a war which has resulted in the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations, and has left almost 25 million people in need of aid. So, Lieutenant Colonel Earl Brown, spokesman for CENTCOM, said in a statement confirming basically that Houthi fighters shot down a U.S. government MQ-9 Reaper drone using an SA-6 surface-to-air missile, adding that the altitude at which the drone was shot down indicated an improvement over previous Houthi capability, which is polite speak for we didn't think that rocket could reach that high. So you have this ongoing horror in Yemen of children being blown to smithereens courtesy of U.S. mid-air refueling and guidance and drone strikes. And I think it's time to start challenging our fellow Americans and say, how comfortable are you with this? With blowing up civilians, including children, in places like Yemen, who has not attacked us, in places like Syria, who have not attacked us, in places like Iraq, who, did, as it turned out, didn't have nuclear weapons. How comfortable are you with this? And especially if they have kids approaching military age, they need to realize at some point a draft will be reactivated. The kids are already being required to register for it. They're already having to fill out the form and get the card. So the draft could be activated with virtually 24 hours notice. They'll get out that big fishbowl and they'll put in all those capsules and they'll start pulling out the birth dates. Okay. Still out of control. Cholera there in Yemen here. So, again, more lies. The U.S. military will never assist in the assassination of the innocent. Of course not. We do it all the time. The U.S. military will not assist other governments in winning a war against its enemies when only true, honorable, and hard-won negotiations can resolve the issue. Nope. We are all citizens of a war crime-centric government, and I know it's frustrating. This doesn't seem to be anything that we can do about it except wait for a collapse or for the U.S. to lose one, which it looks like they've done in Afghanistan and are trying hard to pretend they didn't do in Syria. But if the U.S. were to go into Iran and get its nose bloodied, it might bring an end to this whole war fever. So, anyway, Great Britain is out there taking pride in their part of the Yemen war. They supply the bombs that fall on Yemen. It provides personnel and expertise. And the Brits are saying the Saudis couldn't do it without us. But they may be, in fact, breaking international law. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Danny in the District of Columbia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, other than you accepting every word that Layla says is true, you know, I'd like to ask you, you have said probably 100 times that we're going to suffer a Soviet-style collapse. Don't you really mean a Jewish-style collapse? I mean, can't we be a little bit more precise instead of, you know, changing the words, you know, just to kind of thwart the truth of just a little bit? I mean, don't you think you can be a little more direct on understanding who is in control of the United States right now, as in who was in control of the Soviet Union? I mean, can't we just really talk, you know, and say the truth instead of beating around the bush, you know, like scared little rodents?
I'm not beating around the bush here. okay? Because obviously what happened in the Soviet Union was a breakdown in control, and Chernobyl didn't help. The bankruptcy caused by
and
overspending into the military in response to SDI didn't help.
And the people were aliens amongst them, just like they are here in this country. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I believe it was either Terry or Mark mentioned that Putin was controlled by the Israelis or by actually international Jewish interests. But, you know, to a large extent, when he sort of didn't actually take over their central bank, he sort of neutered it.
Yes.
But he also, almost all those Russian oligarchs are almost all Jewish. And he has had an issue with those guys for a long time. So he has, by the way, has a big Jewish population, of course, that has their own dual loyalty with Israel. But he's got it more under control than Trump does. But nevertheless, he has to be very wary of what's going on, both with his internal population and the oligarchs, who are almost universally Jewish. But at any rate, I also want to point out that today, I may have sent this to you, I think I did, which kind of alarmed me. It turns out that Trump has approved sale of our latest tanker, high-performance airborne tanker, that apparently we just rolled out for our own forces a couple months back, and of course Israel's going to get it for half price or free or something. But nevertheless, that's always been something that that we've been able to restrain them with, right? They didn't have big-time tanking capability to perform major airstrikes in somewhere as far away as Iran. But if they're upgrading those, and depending on the delivery schedule and so on, that means that's just another way that they can get us into another war. Because, you know, if they were to attack Iran, the fifth column in the Israeli lobby would immediately, and our bot Congress would immediately get us to follow suit. And that was alarming to me that Trump went and did that. I'm not surprised,
yes,
but it's just another warning signal.
It is another warning signal, and basically it's, again, Israel is supposedly paying for these refueling aircraft.
Supposedly.
But they're using money that was given to them by the American people. So for all intents and purposes, they got these aircraft for free.
Yeah, and by the way, on one of the sites that I know you've referenced here before, but I can't remember exactly which one it was, maybe it's If America Knew or something, they made the point that the Israeli defense budget, the bigger percentage of the Israeli defense budget is covered by American taxpayer money than it is by Israeli taxpayer money.
Yes.
So all this military capability that they espouse all the time is sort of ephemeral, Mike. Because if we're doing over half, we'll figure half of, you know, take away half their capability and more actually, if we were to withdraw it, and all at once they're very, very average, except for their nuclear weapons, which I'm glad to see people
yes.
are now talking about.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Israel parasitizes off the rest of the world. They bring it all in, pile it all up, and then stand on top of it and say, look how mighty we are.
Yeah, yeah. And the biggest weakness they have anymore is they have, if the Israeli military can't take you on with standoff weapons, be it missiles or rockets or artillery or airstrikes, standoff, right?
Yeah.
Their Israeli infantry will not close with the enemy. They couldn't advance 5,000 meters from their border against Hezbollah. 5,000 meters, you know, that's not even like 3 miles. And And they just wouldn't, they can't take the casualties. Their people are used to kicking down doors and humiliating Palestinian grandmothers and women and stuff and adolescent stone throwers. They will not close. And so they can no longer go in and actually take and hold land.
Well, they didn't do too well in that last Lebanon war.
Yeah. Think about how the, utility they would be if they get us into war with Iran. Of course, it will be to the last American, but even if they join us, they're not going to be worth much. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, Israel loves to get other people to fight their wars for them. And maybe that's because the few times that they've gone into their own wars, it hasn't always worked out all that well. So anyway, thanks for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And we've got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. We're going to go back to the phones to Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. That's what I wanted to say for cutting off Dan.
who sometimes identifies as Dan from Washington, and this time Dan from D.C. He was the very first time when you interviewed me, as because one of your callers had asked to know a little more about me. I remember he called in and started spouting genealogy from the Old Testament, and you cut him off saying, recognizing he was trying to discredit me. And again, I hadn't even called in today, and he's calling in to say, you take my word for things without evidence. Actually, that's the opposite of what I do. That's why my calls are so much longer, because I'm presenting evidence that can be verified by your listeners. So thank you for recognizing what he was doing and cutting him off. I very much appreciate that. There is, however, one other thing I want to interject, if I may, and sure. That is the loss of the identity, the recognition of the Arameans. And I'm not talking Armenian, I'm talking about Arameans, A-R-A-M-A-I-N, from which the Aramaic language came. Those yes. are the people that were so plentiful in the time of, in biblical times. For example, Abraham was actually an Aramean. And Jacob, who wanted to find a wife, was sent to Padan Aram, which was in present-day Syria. And he married, he was tricked into marrying one daughter and had to work another 7 years to marry the daughter he really wanted, those women being Rebecca and Leah. So the Arameans were wiped out by the Assyrians and then absorbed by the Assyrians, those that remained, and others have gone into a diaspora. But okay. those are the, it's their history that a lot of the Jewish, or the today's Israeli Zionists are using. It's cultural appropriation as well as identity theft. And I believe that my ancestry is largely Aramaic. And of course, that too was wiped out when the Arabs occupied, so much of the Middle East and people became Arabic. It's kind of like English. People around yes. the world speak English. They're not going to identify as ethnic English. But who knows? In 2,000 years, they might call themselves ethnic English. But that's what happens over centuries and thousands of years. And that's why I keep referring back to specifics that people can do their own research and verify whether what I say is true or false. So once again, thank you for recognizing what Danny was trying to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And just for the record, I don't always agree with what you're saying. Obviously, we have differing opinions about certain things.
Obviously, I wouldn't. No two people, even those who are perhaps harmoniously married, are going to agree on everything. Less yet, two people who don't even know each other personally, other than having telephone conversations. I would not expect you to agree with everything I say, and I don't expect your listeners to agree with everything I say. But what I have
done... Okay, well,
done,
Layla, I'm sorry. We got to let you go. We got to take station identification break. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.
Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.